too low, I think.
I think that that time, that the board members, of course, they were stockholders too, had to put in, if they had so many thousand dollars and the bank closed, they had to put up that much money.
He didn't get his out.
No, you don't get it. You had to put it up.
So he had to sell, he had several farms, but he had to sell some of them later. And things like that, but he managed to
help us through school.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing.
Well, we were, didn't have much, but we didn't know it.
We had all we needed.
We weren't aware of it.
You see, that can't happen anymore. Now, when people don't have much, they know it.
Uh-huh. But you know, I never heard Mama or Papa discuss finances.
Mama worried a lot.
In front of us. Mm-hmm. I never heard them talk about it.
Mama was very much like Grandpa Corbett. She was as afraid of debt as she would have been of a rattlesnake. Mm-hmm. Debt was just a horrible word for her. She just couldn't stand the idea.
Well, Grandpa Corbett just wouldn't go in there. If he couldn't pay for it, that's right.
That was Elvin Clark. He wouldn't either.
He would have been horrified at the way it's
done. The government is now.
Everybody now has debt.
We all work for the bank.
Borrow. He just had to borrow it. But he was a good farmer. Lived well for that time.
Grandpa, yeah.
And worked hard.
All of us children just adored Grandpa.
His Grandpa Corbett?
Yeah.
Very hard.
What was his name?
Newsom. Oh, I remember, I sleep with him at night. He slept over here on this side of the door, and Grandma's bed was over there. And maybe two or three of us would be there, and we'd fight about which one was going to get sleep with Grandpa.
He was very good with children.
But, and he'd snore, and it would scare me, but I never would admit it. It scared me.
Where was their place?
Oh, you don't know that place. You've never been out there. It's the old place where Uncle Hosey lived until he died. Uh-huh.
Close to the place where we had the corpse.
Yeah, it's not far from the corpse.
I was there one time.
Mm-hmm. It was at a church.
Mm-hmm. I remember that.
And he went close to that. Of course, that was his church.
I don't know what, but that house is still standing. Of course, the house changed a lot. It wasn't kept the way Grandma and Grandpa kept it. They rearranged it. It was a pretty place anymore, but it was pretty when they came. Big old sycamore trees out in the front. In fact, I've helped sweep that yard many times out there. Gladys and I do. And they're still. Yeah, they're still.
Now we were just following him around out in the field where he was plowing.
He didn't care. He liked children.
Well, I was 8 years old when he died, so I remember in that elbow was a weapon, so we remember. He was the kind you would remember. Children would remember.
He was the first death in our, any close relative of ours. I just thought I couldn't possibly get Grandpa up. He was only 63 years old. Mm-hmm. And we heard that Grandpa was sick, so we got in the car and went out there on Sunday morning. And I remember Grandpa was sitting by the window and sitting in his chair, and he was looking out across the field and whistling a low tune, and you know, just pretending that he was all right. And that was on Sunday, and he died on Wednesday.
Hmm. He was clearing new ground when he had his stroke. Mm-hmm.
It was a light stroke, but he didn't put him in the bed, but then a few days later it got much worse and had another one, I guess.
And he had a brain hemorrhage is what it was. The doctor said, you were asking about where our ancestors came from. Mm-hmm. The Corbetts came from South Carolina. And the Whites came from South Carolina.
Well, how about Tennessee?
And the Starlings came from North Carolina. And the Rogers, R-O-D-G-E-R-S, came from North Carolina. And, let's see.